The biggest snowfall in years is coming down, part of a powerful blizzard hammering the East Coast. Forecasters gave us a heads-up days ago. Snow began falling between 3 and 4 a.m., prompting Albany County Executive Dan McCoy to declare a state of emergency.
We were watching the storm all last night and seeing if it was going to pass us. Because, you know, being in the valley, a lot of the times it bypasses us or the storm doesn't hit us as hard as it is hitting us today. So I stayed out with my staff last night going back and forth with my team. And made the call about 4 o'clock in the morning, saying, "Yep, we're gonna get it."
McCoy sent word that all county employees, save for those working the jail, nursing home, and DPW, take the day off. Around the same time, authorities region-wide began advising people to stay off the highways. Sheriff Craig Apple began his day at the Albany County Emergency Operations Center.
We're praying that nobody goes on the roads. We've had 11 accidents so far. The plows are having a hard time keeping up with it. It's bad. So we're urging everybody, shelter in place. If you need medical care or something to that effect, we're asking everybody to contact, call our 911 center, let us know what the issue is. We have very, very minor power outages right now. I think there's a small group in Colony that has lost power. We're out at our operations center right now. We've got Homeland Security. We've got National Grid. We've got the Red Cross. You know, we're monitoring everything and trying to deal with the issues as they arise.
Forget the snowpocalypses and snowzillas of the past. The mid-March nor'easter, dubbed Winter Storm Stella, is expected to drop 2 feet or more before it's over. Those whose jobs mandated they show up for work started the day shoveling and scraping. As the plows got an early start,
we have quite the storm brewing outside. It's not safe for people to be on the roads at all. And we are working to continue to move the snow, but this is going to be a long and arduous day for everybody.
At City of Albany Office of General Services headquarters, Mayor Kathy Sheehan announced a snow emergency.
In the City of Albany, a snow emergency cannot take effect until after the snow stops falling. We declare snow emergencies so that we can actually come in with dump trucks and remove the snow from the streets as it piles up, because we just don't have the capacity to push it back when we get this much snow. So we will be clearing the streets. It'll start at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, we will have the lots cleared for people to move their cars to, and the cars need to be off of the odd side of the road. People need to park on the even-numbered street.
Sheehan hopes that getting word out now and again will preclude having to tow large numbers of vehicles parked in violation of emergency rules. On the utility side, Nate Stone with National Grid says there are just a handful of outages, and the system is holding up very well so far.
We have crews on standby in case that changes. The light, fluffy nature of the snow is creating a scenario that's putting less stress on our wires, less stress on the trees. We are monitoring wind. There are reports that the wind may pick up later on. And as I said, we have crews on standby in case this becomes worse than it is.
In Troy, Mayor Patrick Madden is asking residents to stay off the road unless absolutely necessary. Schenectady County has issued a local emergency order at 4 p.m., limiting travel on all roads and highways within Schenectady County to essential traffic only. Oneonta has issued a similar ban. Back in Albany County, Dan McCoy says salting of county roads will begin later this afternoon when temperatures rise a bit.
I say, you know, to your listeners, please, if you don't have to, don't be out on the roads. Stay off the roads. Let the plows do the work. So if the police or fire or EMS have to get to your house or to an emergency scene, they can do that safely in a timely manner. And please, you know, there's no reason to be out there.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.